So now it's the time of the reading, so we need the cubs, the scouts and the beavers to come forward to bring us this morning's reading.
The sower and the seeds parable. Jesus has gone out and sat by the lake by himself. Soon such a large crowd gathered around him and that he got into a boat near the shore, and people stood on the lake to hear him. Then he began to tell them a story.
A farmer went out to plant his garden. As he was throwing the seeds on the ground, some fell on the hard path nearby, and the birds came and ate them. The next seeds fell near some rocks, and the farmer had to pile nearby. There was not much dirt around the rocks, so the seeds started to sprout and grow the next day. When seeds aren't planted in the dirt, they don't grow roots, which help them stay strong and wet, which helps them grow properly.
Some in the afternoon, when the sun was very hot, a little plant that started to grow among the rocks withered away and died because they had no root in the ground. As the farmer continued to throw seeds onto the ground, some of the seeds fell among the weeds and thorns that had pulled out. The thorns grew faster and taller than the seeds, so the seeds could not get any sunlight and were cooked out by the thorns. Finally, some of the seeds fell on the good soil that the farmer had worked and dug holes for the seed to go into. Those seeds made plants, and those plants produced lots and lots of vegetables.
Thank you very much for the reading. You can now take a seat. Although I might need your help in a minute, but you can take a seat for now. So, at the moment, during this term, starting in January right up to Easter, as a church we've been thinking about growth, about what does it mean to grow as people, what does it mean to grow as a church, and we've been looking at the Bible to see what does the Bible say about growth, what does the Bible say about how we should grow as individuals, and what does the Bible say about how God will grow the church. So that's been the theme, and this morning we come to a story that Jesus told about growth, the story of the sower. And if I'd have planned ahead, I would have got lots of props. You know, I would have kind of got a path, maybe, and some rocks, and, you know, some birds, because these are all things that are in the story. But unfortunately, I'm not that organized. So I'm going to need to use some young people as props. And first of all, I need somebody who's willing to be a path. It's a difficult role. It's going to take a lot. You're going to have to really kind of center yourself and become the path. There's lots of volunteers who want to be the path. Noah, would you like to come and be the path for us? I promise I won't stand on you. Too much. No, I promise I won't stand on you. To be the path, I think you're going to have to lie down about here. Okay, he's going for face down. I thought he would have gone for face up. That's fine. Either way. So we have our path. We need some more things. We need two birds. Who thinks they could be a convincing bird? Let's get somebody from the carpet. Yes, you too could be birds. We need more than one, because in the story it does say birds. Now you need to go off stage, right or left. I'm not sure which way it is. So if you stand over there and wait until the moment. Ted, would you like to be a bird too? Do you want to join Lucy? Not sure about that. Okay, we need some people to be rocks. This is a role that's going to take a lot of acting skill. If you think you can be a rock, yes, let's have a badger. Yes. Yeah, both of you. Yeah, you too. You can be our rocks. Thorns. Who could be a thorn? Spiky. I need somebody who's spiky. Maybe you've got spiky hair or a spiky personality. Yes, let's have one there. You could be thorns. Who else? Let's go to the back. Joseph, would you like to be thorns as well? And then good soil. Who'd like to be the good soil? Yes, do you two want to come and be the good soil together? Or just, no, just one, okay. And we'll have one more good soil, yes. Another badger could be good. So the good soil, let's have the good soil just here. I think we'll have the good soil. Okay, so let's just recap what we have for our story. We have the path. We have the rocks. We have the thorns. You're the thorns. Could you kind of crouch down a bit and maybe stick out your fingers to be like spiky thorns? Great. Spiky thorns there. That's fantastic. We have the good soil. And we have our birds, who are just on a perching on a branch at the moment. Okay, let's go through the story. So, this is a story Jesus told. He said, there was a farmer who went out to sow the seed. I will be the farmer. And just in case you're wondering, because it's not obvious, these are the seeds. Okay, so I'm the farmer, and I went out. Farmer went out to sow his seed, began Jesus. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. Okay, I hope this won't hurt too much. So this is the seed falling along the path. Not too successfully. There we go. It fell on the path, but the birds came and ate it up. Come on, birds, this is your moment. Come and eat up, pick up the seeds, take the seeds away, fly off with the seeds. That's no good, is it? The seeds have gone away. Okay. Some of these seeds fell on the rocky places. Here we have the rocky places. There we go. Oops, sorry, didn't mean to hit you on the head. There we go, some more seed. Some seed fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. So it sprang up quickly, but because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came out, somewhere up there, the sun came out. When the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns. You ready, thorns? Here we go. Missed completely. Trying to hit the thorns. Trying not to hit them in the head or anywhere. Too painful. There we go. Some fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so they didn't grow either. Still others fell on good soil. Here we have our good soil. There we go. Grab those good soil. Okay, now you're going to have to change from being soil to being growing crops. Okay, you ready? It fell on the good soil where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. So grow up like you're getting really big and grow up and multiply, become more. That's it, that's multiplying, waving of arms. Excellent. End of the story. Let's give our actors a round of applause. You may be seated. Thank you very much. In fact, could one of you collect up the seeds into this bag, or two of you? Thank you, that would be great. So there we go. Now, after Jesus tells this story, which you may remember when the scouts, the cubs and the beavers were telling us, began by saying that there was a huge crowd, Jesus got into a boat so he could talk to the huge crowd. Jesus was telling this story to a huge crowd of people. Now, sometimes when Jesus tells stories and when he does some of his teaching, he just aims at his disciples, his very close friends. But this was a story that was for a big crowd. So it wasn't just people who were really interested in Jesus and were saying, yes, Jesus, we're going to follow you. It was also people who were thinking, oh, what's this Jesus guy about? Or I'm just going to follow the crowd and see what they're looking at. So this is a story that's told to lots of people. But then after the story, we find out if we read the Bible that then Jesus gathers his 12 disciples and says, hey, guys, this is what the story means. So sometimes with a parable, a story that Jesus tells, we don't really get told exactly the meaning. It's left for us to kind of think about it. And the parable is designed to take something familiar and twist it so that you remember it and so that it sticks with you. And you think, I'm going to think about that. And I might change the way I live because of that. And this is one of those parables. And Jesus explains to the disciples what it means. And this is what he says. He says, the seed... In fact, let me get a seed as a prop. The seed here is the message of the kingdom. So we are not the seed in this story. You might think, oh yeah, we're the seed and we get planted into... No. The seed is the message of the kingdom. The kingdom, not the kingdom of God, just the kingdom, he says. This is the message of the kingdom. So what does that mean? Well, if you think about a king, if a king has a kingdom, a kingdom is an area of land in which that king is the ruler. That's the king's kingdom, isn't it? Say it was, if it was 40 fields or 30 cities or a whole country, that's the kingdom. So the message of the kingdom, because Jesus is a very different kind of king, isn't he? He doesn't have a castle. He doesn't have, you know, a big expensive crown and robes. This is a very different kind of king. So what kind of kingdom is it that his message is about? His message is about Jesus being king of your life, where he is in charge. A kingdom is where the king is in charge. If Jesus is in charge in your life, then that is the kingdom. Ted, are you upstaging me again? Oh, he's gone shy. Sorry, Ted, I've embarrassed you. Yes, the kingdom. This is the message of the kingdom that the sower is throwing out there. So the sower in the story is Jesus. Jesus is the farmer that's throwing out these seeds. And the seed that Jesus is throwing out is the message of the kingdom. The message saying that this Jesus person isn't just someone from history that you may or may not be interested in. This Jesus can be the king of your life. You're only Ted. I know you're only Ted. Can be the king of your life, and that will make a difference to how you live. This is the message that Jesus is giving. The kingdom is not, let's establish what it's not life after death. The kingdom is not your ticket into heaven. It is so much more than that. It's not less than that, but it is more than that. The kingdom is life with God now. Being a Christian isn't about getting a ticket so that you can, after you die, go and live up there with the angels. None of that is in the Bible, people. The kingdom is about what happens now in this life, in this world. That's the message of the kingdom. That's the seed that is going out. So, the sower is Jesus. The seed is the message of the kingdom, a message about life with him. So, the message about Jesus being king is shared. And Jesus says that some falls on the path. So the message just doesn't go in with some people. Sometimes this message about Jesus being king in your life, it just doesn't go in. Because, well, maybe you're an atheist. Maybe you've had a bad experience of Christianity. You just think, no, I don't want anything to do with that. So you're the path. And it just bounces off and it doesn't go anywhere. This message doesn't go. You dismiss it. The birds come along, they take it away. Nothing. Some, says Jesus, are like rocky places. So they receive the message. They think, oh, great, Jesus is real. This Jesus sounds interesting. I'm interested in this. But Jesus says these people have no roots. So it doesn't go deep. So as soon as trouble comes, as soon as life gets hard, which it does for Christians and non-Christians, for atheists and believers and everybody, life gets tough. And as soon as life gets tough, this message just dies. Because there's no root, says Jesus. Where is God now, you say, when my life is difficult, when things are going wrong, when things aren't how I planned it? Where is God now? Where's God in this? There's no root. The message disappears. Some, says Jesus, are like the thorns. And the message gets choked by worries. There's so much worry in life, isn't there? Or by wealth, says Jesus. Sometimes it gets choked by wealth. Hi, Ted. But some are in good soil. So some land in a good place. And there, Jesus says, the message is heard, it is understood, and it produces fruit. It is heard, it is understood, and it produces a crop. So we are not the seed, remember. We are the types of ground. What type of ground are you? That's what this parable asks of you. What type of ground are you? Are you the path, where the message just doesn't go in? There's no way that this message is going to make any difference. There's no way that this Jesus can be king. He's just somebody from history, and all these church people are just kind of making this stuff up. No, it's nothing. It's cynical. It's nonsense. You're in denial about spiritual things. Maybe that's you. And what do you do if you want to move from that place? Well, you need to break up the ground. You need to break up the path. You need to put some planters on the path, perhaps. You need to open your mind and heart to the possibility that God made you and loves you and wants you to join him in bringing the kingdom to earth. That's a big ask. But to break up that path, you need to start asking questions. Maybe you have questions. We've got an event coming up called Pints of View, which is a combination of beer tasting and question asking. In partnership with Daleside Brewery, we're going to be drinking beer and we're going to be asking those big questions. Why does God allow suffering? Is there a God? Is there more to life than making money and spending money and having children and da 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 da? Asking those questions, that starts to break up the path. Are you a rocky place? You've received the message, you know about Jesus, you think, great, Jesus is real, but you have no roots. So it doesn't go deep enough. And so when the troubles of life come, the stresses of life happen, the message dies. What do you do if you're in that place? Well, you need to grow some roots. You need to go deeper with this stuff. You need to recognize that this needs to go deep. People without roots are people who say, oh yeah, there's probably a God. There's probably a God out there. You know, I'll go to church at Christmas, maybe for weddings, but I'm not going to take it any further. There's no roots. So when life gets difficult, which it will do, and it does do, then that crop doesn't grow. It needs to go deeper. You need deep and life-changing transformation. Because this is what you're made for, people. You're made to know God throughout your life, not just on a Sunday morning, not just once a year, not just at parade services. Every moment of your life, you are designed to know and be known by God. Or maybe you're like the thorns. Maybe you're the thorns. The message gets choked by the worries of the worries and by wealth. We're very busy, aren't we? We get very stressed. We are chasing money. This is really common in our age. It's how we seem to live our lives these days. We're chasing money. We're always worried. There's never enough time. There's never enough time. There's never enough time. What do you do if you're in this place? Well, you need to make time for God. Because it's amazing what we can find time for, isn't it? We can find time to go on Facebook. We can find time to watch our favorite TV programs. And yet we can't find time for God. So we can find time for whatever we want to. It's about priorities. We need to make room for God. Maybe we need to make some changes. We need to carve out time for church, time for silence, time to be amongst those who are also on this journey. What we need, says Jesus, is good soil. Good soil, says Jesus, hears this message, it understands it, and it produces a crop. How do we be good soil? Well, I think we be good soil by the following four things. I think good soil is not overwhelmed by stress and the pursuit of money. Good soil has deep roots. It can withstand trouble and the difficulties of life. Good soil is not cynical or closed or hard-hearted. Good soil produces a crop. Good things come out of this life. This life where you allow God to be king in your life, good things will start to come out. We see that throughout history because the people who make Jesus king in their life start hospitals and start schools and start social reform and end slavery and make a difference in this world. Because they've received this message, it's gone into good soil, it hasn't bounced off a cynical heart. It's changed who they are, it's shown them compassion, and they have changed the world. The world gets changed by people who know Jesus is king. A very different kind of king, a king that's not interested in wealth or power, a king that's interested in serving people and loving people and giving and forgiving and having compassion. The kingdom comes via those who have Jesus as king in their lives. Those who hear, receive, and produce fruit from this message. That is how we grow. That is how we become good soil. Amen.